Welcome to All About Time with Susan Woody Galper.
Hello, and welcome to the sixth program in our series of 10 podcasts, All About Time. My name is Susan Wittig Albert. I've been speaking and studying and writing about herbs for over 20 years now. I'd like to share some of my discoveries with you. If this is your first visit to this podcast series, welcome. I hope you'll enjoy it and learn something you didn't already know. If you've returned to hear another program, welcome back. One of the wonderful things about herbs is the sense of community that's shared by people who love these special plants. I hope this series will give you the feeling that there have been many other people throughout human history who have cared about herbs and wanted to learn all they could about their valuable magic. There are 10 programs in the series, and I hope you'll want to listen to all 10. And leave a comment on the podcast blog before you go. So welcome, and thank you for joining us today for a talk about lavender, one of the most treasured herbs of all time. Lavender is the signature herb for one of my favorite China Bales mysteries, Lavender Lies. That's the book in which China and McQuaid finally get married. Lavender is often used in weddings, of course, and China included plenty of lavender in her own wedding ceremony. So take a few minutes to brew a cup of hot tea, pull up a comfortable chair, and let's talk about lavender. Remember that old nursery rhyme, lavender is blue, dilly dilly, lavender is green. When I am queen, dilly dilly, you shall be king. When I'm working with lavender, somehow it always makes me feel like a queen. It's a very special herb with a unique and unforgettable scent. Those of us who are lavender lovers are not alone in our passion. The clean, refreshing scent of lavender's delicate flowers and silver-gray foliage was prized by many early peoples. The Egyptians used it as a perfume. They also used its valuable oil to anoint their dead. When Tutankhamun's tomb was opened in 1922, archaeologists detected its unmistakable fragrance of lavender some 3,000 years after this pharaoh's death. The Greeks considered lavender to be a powerful medicine, and they prescribed it for headaches, sleeplessness, and fatigue. The early Romans praised it as the best herb for laundering and bathing. They took the plant with them to England when they established colonies there. I think it's fair to say that the lavender has lasted longer and has been far more popular in England than those Romans were. Lavender is a wonderful plant for your garden and easy to grow as long as you have the right situation. It's a Mediterranean herb that thrives under its native conditions. That is, where it can have plenty of bright sun and excellent drainage. Lavender does not like to have wet feet. It won't enjoy your moist, shady garden, but do give it a try in that hot, dry, gravelly space between the curb and the sidewalk, or in a pot on your sunny deck where everything else fries to a crisp. If you live north of the Mason-Dixon line, you'll need to stick with the winter-hardy species, Munstead, for instance. Toss a mulch blanket around it in the wintertime. If you live in the south, the Spanish and the French lavenders may do better for you. And lavender doesn't just come in lavender, of course. You'll find it in white, pink, dark violet, blue, and rainbows in between. Many plants are silvery, but some have green leaves or even green and gold variegated. There are tall lavenders like Hidcote Giant, which grows to 3 feet. And there are small lavenders like Baby Blue, with vivid violet blooms just 8 inches high. You can grow lavender from seed. Yes, you can, really. I have the best luck when I plant the seed in the fall, outdoors. Or you can start with cuttings from a pass-along plant. Or you can buy plants from your local nursery or online. One of the greatest delights in my herb garden comes when it's time to harvest my lavender. I pick the spikes just as the flowers are about to open. And of course, I keep a close watch for snakes or fairies masquerading as snakes. The Sicilian people used to believe that fairies changed into snakes and draped themselves across the lavender branches. And in Provence, it was said that snakes often sheltered under the lavender plants, so the harvesters armed themselves with stout sticks when they went out to pick the plants. Snakes are definitely a possibility here in Texas. Oh, but I'd love to see a fairy or two, wouldn't you? After I pick the lavender, I bundle 6 or 8 stems together, then wrap the ends in a rubber band and hang them upside down to dry in a warm, dark place so the color won't fade as the plant dries. I sometimes dry my lavender in the garden shed or even in my closet where I can sniff that wonderful lavender fragrance. If humidity is a problem in your area, hang your lavender in the best ventilated place. Once you've harvested your lavender, you'll find all sorts of ways to enjoy it. Try it as a bath tea. Brew up a strong lavender tea, handful of leaves and blossoms, steeped for 15 minutes in a couple of cups of boiling water. Add that to your bath water for a heavenly, fragrant bath. Or tuck a few sprigs of lavender among your freshly washed linens. Or mix it into a moth repellent mixture to protect your favorite sweaters. Lavender, southernwood, artemisia, santalina, and rue are some of the other herbs you can use for this. Lavender is also an important medicinal herb. For centuries, it's been used to soothe headaches, calm the nerves, relieve anxiety, quiet indigestion, induce sleep, relax sore muscles, cool hot, tired feet, and kill germs. Recent scientific research shows that the plant contains a powerful antiseptic and antibiotic, which makes lavender oil a natural for treating such minor afflictions as burns, insect bites, and acne. It also has antispasmodic and anti-inflammatory properties, so lavender oil is an ideal addition to other massage oils for tired muscles and sore feet. It provides a gentle strengthening of the entire nervous system, soothing the nerves, easing headache, and promoting healthy sleep. In your bedroom, use a few drops of essential oil of lavender in a diffuser beside your bed or on a tissue tucked inside your pillowcase. You'll enjoy the scent as you drift off to sleep. And of course, lavender is wonderful in the kitchen. You can use it to flavor cookies and cakes, make tangy vinegars and punches, and brew fragrant teas. An easy way to use lavender is to flavor honey with it. Heat a cup of honey gently, add 2 to 3 tablespoons of dried lavender blooms, and stir. Then turn off the heat and allow this to cool to infuse the flavor. Then reheat just until the honey is liquid again, strain out the flowers, and pour it into a clean jar. Put it in the refrigerator, and you'll find that it's terrific on toast, biscuits, or in your favorite herbal tea. Oh, and when you're cooking with lavender, be sure that it's never been sprayed, which means that you shouldn't cook with lavender that comes from a florist. Lavender lemonade is a perennial favorite at my house. Here's an easy recipe. Oh, and you'll find these recipes on the website, so you don't really need to take notes. Combine a cup of sugar and 2.5 cups of water in a saucepan. Bring it to a boil and add a tablespoon of dried lavender flowers. Remove it from the heat and allow it to steep for anywhere from 20 minutes to a couple of hours. Strain it into a pitcher. Add a cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice and 2.5 cups of water. Refrigerate until it's ready to serve. Then pour it over ice cubes and sweeten it with lavender honey. Delicious. And for a little eye appeal, you might freeze a bit of lavender blossom and maybe a snip of fern into each ice cube. Serve this with the lavender cookies. You'll find the recipe on the website. And smile as the compliments come your way. I think you can see why people have used and loved lavender for centuries. Why don't you give this plant a home in your garden and in your kitchen, your medicine cabinet, and your crafting area as well. You'll be glad you did. Be sure and join us next time for another journey into the magical world of herbs. And if you haven't read one of China Bale's herbal mysteries, give them a try. Start with Time of Death. That's T-H-Y-M-E, of course. That's the first book in the series. The latest? Oh, that would be China's 16th adventure, Spanish Dagger, due out in early April this year. Thanks again. See you next time. That's T-H-Y-M-E, of course.
Don't forget to visit our website for any of the recipes and crafts featured in this episode. The website is www.abouttime.com. That's A-B-O-U-T-H-Y-M-E.com. Music in this show is provided by the Podsafe Music Network.